The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Are you keeping the Sabbath day holy? I'm Pastor Schulze. Welcome to the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Today, we're continuing our study of the Ten Commandments of the Word of God. But first, let us pray. Our Father, we pray now for thy divine illumination on thy sacred word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I shall read to you the words concerning the Sabbath day, which are found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Here is God's word. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, my dear friend, I was not raised in the church. I was not raised knowing the Bible. I was saved at 16 years of age in the land of England. Shortly after that, I began to attend church in my native country of Germany. Never since my acquaintance with the church, I've been told that there are two great sacraments or two great institutions of the church, and that one of them is Holy Communion and the second one is baptism. But I believe that the church has three great institutions or sacraments that she must keep with all her might. The first, as I said, is Holy Communion. The second is baptism, the baptism of believers. And the third one is the institution of the Sabbath day. The church has greatly suffered because she has neglected or downplayed the institution of the Sabbath day. So Christians by the millions have gone to work on the Sabbath, on the Christian Sabbath day, which is our Sunday, and they are not resting and not remembering the Lord as they ought to on that day. They are not keeping the Sabbath day holy. And there are millions of other Christians who, if they are resting from their 6 days of labor, they are on their Christian Sabbath day, the Sunday, involved in an afternoon of great self-indulgence, fulfilling the lust of the flesh. The same God, dear ones, who said that we are to remember Jesus' death every time we come together, also said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The same God who commanded that we should go into all the world and make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit also commanded that we are to keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, what a hub is to a wheel, say to a bicycle wheel, that the Sabbath is to the Christian. You look at how a Christian spends the Sabbath, what he does on the Sabbath day, and you don't have to look any further in order to find out what kind of a believer he is. You don't have to study a Christian on how he is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc., all the way through Saturday. Just find out how he spends the Sunday, the Christian Sabbath, what he does all that day. Does he keep it holy or does he not? And it is from there, from the way a Christian spends his Sabbath, you will know where his heart is at. And I don't mean just by what the Christian does on the Sunday morning as he goes to church and on the Sunday evening in church again, but I mean particularly what that Christian does between morning and evening church services that reveals his character, his values, his priorities, his love or lack of love to God and his precious word. That will tell you whether he's a Christian whose heart has grown cold or who is lukewarm, or was hot for God. As all the spokes of a bicycle hub run to the rim to hold up the rim, so all the deeds and actions of the Christians all week long run out of the way he spends the Sabbath day. And so our text is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The word remember here, of course, tells us that God was not telling Israel something new, but rather he was reinforcing something old, something they already knew. Because God instituted the Sabbath day in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, and this is what it says there. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So here's the birth of the Sabbath day. It is to be, first of all, a day of rest from all work, and secondly, it is to be a day that is sanctified, declared holy by the Lord, and we must not do anything to de-sanctify that day, to make it an unholy day. For if we do so, we violate the law, the commandment of the Lord, and we grieve the Holy Spirit. God bless the Sabbath day. Let us not unbless it by sitting in front of that television set all Sunday afternoon, letting the world, the things of the world, come into our souls. Remember that all the Ten Commandments are absolutes. They are to be obeyed and followed till the end of time. God put an end to the ceremonial law and to the rituals associated with that, but he never put an end to the Ten Commandments. Jesus reinforced all Ten Commandments. The Apostle Paul also reinforced all Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are underlined and deepened and expanded by Jesus and by the Apostles. So, just as you ought to remember not to kill, as you ought to remember not to commit adultery, as you ought to remember not to covet your neighbor's goods, as you ought to remember not to be a false witness, so God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Each one of these commandments are equal in the eyes of God, so they must be equal in our minds as well. Now then, we come to the next question concerning keeping the Sabbath day holy. What then is a right day to keep this Sabbath day holy? Well, for the Jews, it was what would correspond to our Saturday, and the Jews still worship God on Saturday. It is a Jewish Sabbath. When Jesus died on Friday, we called it Good Friday, he died on the day of the Passover, which was prophesied that he would do so, and there's no mistake about it. Jesus is the Son of God. He never made a mistake. He never said the wrong word. He never did a wrong deed, and he did not die on the wrong day. Jesus knew what time it was. He died on the Jewish Friday, Passover, which was then followed by the Jewish Sabbath day. But you say, how do we then come from worshiping God on the Saturday, Jewish Sabbath, to worshiping God on the Christian Sabbath on Sunday? Where is the birth of the Christian Sabbath day, the first day of the week, the Sunday? Well, while at first the Christians worshiped with the Jews on the Jewish Sabbath, quickly the Holy Spirit revealed new doctrines, the doctrines of Christ, to his apostles, and with these new doctrines came a new way of worship. And many of the old things were done away with. For example, these new doctrines did not include the need for man to be circumcised in order to become a Christian, a worshiper of God. These new doctrines did not include for every man to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year and to bring sheep or goats for his atonement. These new doctrines did away with all the temple ritual. In fact, they did away with the need for the temple itself. And these new doctrines, my friend, did away with the old Jewish Sabbath day to give us the Christian Sabbath day. And so, the doctrine of Christ, then, did not do away with the need for resting the seventh day. We still need to rest the seventh day, but it shifted the seventh day, or the Sabbath day, from Saturday to Sunday. So as the apostles received the doctrines of Christ by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the doctrines of the church, to be believed and to be followed, and to be taught that included the doctrine that Sunday, the first day of the week, would be the proper day for the Christians to have their Sabbath. This came about by the Holy Spirit revealing that although we are justified and reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, Paul says, we shall be saved by His life. So the apostles began to preach that His death, the death of Jesus, brought us forgiveness from sin, but the resurrection of Jesus gave us power over sin and to come into intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can abide in Him. And so at the heart of the Christian's Sabbath is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the way God wants it to be. Are you getting this? So at the heart of the Jewish Sabbath is the creation of the world. The Jewish Sabbath is based on the creation of the world. The Christian Sabbath is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and life everlasting through that resurrection power. So Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if Christ be not risen, we are of all men most miserable. God gave the apostles the doctrines of Christianity, which included then a celebration of our Lord's resurrection on the first day of the week, the Christian Sabbath. And this has been the practice and tradition of the church ever since the first century. And I shall give you two references here where the practice of the Christians worshiping on the first day of the week is brought up in the Bible. The first one is in Acts 20, verse 7. It says, and upon the first day of the week, which is Sunday, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. So there it is in the Bible that the Christians met on Sunday, the first day of the week, which became the Christian Sabbath, and they came together to break bread and to hear the preaching of the Word of God on that day. Another reference on this matter is in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 2, where it says, upon the first day of the week that every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings or no offerings when I come. So the first day of the week became for the Christians a day of coming together, a day of worship, a day of prayer, a day of hearing the Word of God, and a day of giving offerings unto the Lord, and a day of coming together for Holy Communion. Now, of course, there were other believers who were Jewish Christians, some of which were Judaizers, who tried to bring Christians back into Judaism, trying to get the church to go back to some of the Jewish practices, like the keeping of, as Paul says, the Sabbath, in the plural, all these holy days, and like trying to get the church back to circumcision. And we still have Judaizers today who try to bring the church back to Jewish ways. And so the Apostle Paul, in order then to prevent that from occurring, to prevent these Judaizers from taking the Christians out of their new liberty, enjoying Christ Jesus, said this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Paul says, so then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions and instructions which you were taught by us. He says, don't let these people, the Judaizers, take you back to where you came from, because we have a new way and a new life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, my friend, having established that, number one, the fourth commandment, the commandment of keeping the Sabbath day holy, is just as important as every other commandment, as all the commandments. And secondly, having established that the Christian Sabbath is the first day of the week, my friend, let us go on next week to consider how then we can and should keep the Sabbath day holy. I am Pastor Schulze. I invite you to listen to the Call to Obedience again next week. Goodbye now, until then.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.